I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Sausalito makes plans to build new housing. Northern California gets a new U.S. attorney. Five more gray whales have died. A San Francisco supervisor faces a recall battle, and measles have arrived in the Bay Area. On Tuesday, the city of Sausalito approved its housing element, which lays ground for adding 724 new units by 2031. That number is the city's share of the regional allotment of housing required by the state. The council also approved a citywide rezoning plan. Staff presented an inventory of potential development sites scattered throughout town. Mayor Joan Cox noted that new affordable housing options are planned on city-owned properties. That includes a corporation yard and the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, which will require voter approval for rezoning in November. Sausalito has no problem meeting low-income housing goals, said Cox, but it struggles to meet housing needs for moderate-income categories. Staff also reported that it's already working on approvals for 147 new units. A veteran prosecutor who investigated the 2012 terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, was sworn in last week as the new U.S. attorney for the Northern District of California. Appointed by Attorney General Pam Bondi, Craig Misakian brings decades of experience in high-stakes litigation and national security cases. He replaces an acting attorney general who was filling in for former U.S. Attorney Ismail Ramsey, who was appointed by President Joe Biden. Ramsey was dismissed in February by the Trump administration as a part of a national reshuffling of federal prosecutors. One of Misakian's most notable accomplishments was a high-profile espionage case. An engineer was convicted of stealing classified U.S. military secrets for the People's Republic of China. His efforts earned him the Attorney General's Award for Distinguished Service, one of the top honors awarded by the U.S. Department of Justice. The California Academy of Sciences reported that five gray whales have died in the Bay Area in 1 week, bringing the total deaths this year to 13. Whales were found near Alcatraz, Point Bonita, Berkeley, the Farallon Islands, and Bolinas. Causes of death remain undetermined, although three were likely caused by vessel strikes. Scientists in Southern California are also concerned about record low infant calf counts. Officials said they haven't responded to this many dead whales since the peak of an unusual mortality event in 2019 and 2021. Boaters are urged to slow down and be whale aware. To report dead or stranded whales, visit conserve.io. A petition to recall San Francisco District 4 Supervisor Joel Engardio has officially qualified for the ballot. Recall supporters submitted over 10,000 valid signatures to the Department of Elections. District 4 includes the Sunset, Outer Sunset, and Parkside neighborhoods. Some residents were angry over Engardio's push to permanently close the Upper Coastal Highway to traffic. The four-lane road in front of Ocean Beach was used as a park during the COVID-19 pandemic. 55% of San Francisco voters approved the closure in November, but 70% of voters in Engardio's district opposed it. A Bay Area resident tested positive for measles after returning from international travel last week. The person is now resting in isolation in Santa Clara County. Health officials from Alameda and Santa Clara counties want to get the word out about three sites where people might have been exposed to the highly contagious disease. The H Mart in San Jose on the morning of May 21st, Starbucks in Newark around lunchtime May 23rd, and Trader Joe's in Milpitas the evening of May 25th. Unvaccinated people who might have been in those places at the same time should contact their doctors. Those unsure about their vaccination status can check their records at myvaccinationrecord.cdph.ca.gov. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.